Welcome back, everyone. Ready to dive into some of the latest developments in ophthalmology?
Definitely. Always great to see what's new in the field.
Well, we've got some pretty fascinating stuff to unpack today. Everything from air pollution to AI and diagnostics, plus a big merger, updates on diabetic retinopathy, and even opioid-free sedation for cataract surgery.
Sounds like a packed agenda.
It is. So let's jump right in. We've got this recent study making waves about the impact of air pollution, specifically nitrogen dioxide, and its potential link to cataracts.
Right, I saw that one. Pretty concerning. They found that long-term exposure to NO2 could actually increase the risk of cataracts by almost 50%.
Almost 50%. That's a significant jump.
It is. And it really hits home for those of us practicing in urban areas where vehicle emissions, a major source of NO2, are often much higher. Makes you think twice about those daily commutes.
Absolutely. I mean, think about the implications for our patients. It's like another crucial factor to consider during those routine eye exams.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely. We're always counseling about UV protection and lifestyle choices. Now we've got another element to add to the conversation, environmental factors and air quality.
It's all connected, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's shift gears a bit. Moving from environmental concerns to the world of high tech. Avant Technologies and AI Novatech have teamed up to develop this AI-powered retinal camera. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, this one's a game changer, potentially. The AI platform analyzes those retinal images, and it's picking up patterns linked to conditions like diabetic retinopathy and macular degeneration.
So it's like having another set of eyes, but with incredible processing power.
Exactly. And early studies are showing it can detect these conditions at stages where even experienced ophthalmologists might miss those subtle signs.
Wow, that's impressive. So how do you see this impacting the field, especially for general practitioners who might not have that specialized training in retinal imaging?
Well, for starters, it could dramatically improve accessibility to retinal screenings. Imagine a scenario where a GP could use this AI-powered camera during a routine checkup and get an immediate assessment of a patient's retinal health.
That would be huge. Early diagnosis and referrals.
Right. And ultimately, better outcomes for patients. Of course, more research and validation are needed, but it's exciting to see this technology emerge.
Definitely. A lot of potential there. Now, while we're talking about industry shifts, there's that big merger everyone's been discussing, Allover and Caleres Therapeutics joining forces, and they're specifically focusing on developing new treatments for retinal diseases.
Yes. This merger is particularly interesting because you've got two companies coming together with such complementary strengths. Allover has got that strong track record in therapeutic development. And then you've got Caleres, known for their innovative drug delivery systems.
So combining those strengths could really streamline the process of getting new therapies to patients.
Precisely. Think about conditions like age-related macular degeneration and diabetic macular edema. This merger could significantly speed up the research and development timeline for those much-needed treatments.
Faster clinical trials, faster access to new therapies. It's a win for everyone.
Absolutely. Pooling resources and expertise, it's a smart move.
Now, on the diagnostic front, there have been some notable advancements in early-stage diabetic retinopathy detection, and it's all about these multimodal imaging techniques. Can you break that down for us?
Sure. It's all about getting the most complete picture possible. So, multimodal imaging combines several techniques. We're talking optical coherence tomography, fundus photography, and angiography.
So multiple viewpoints, like putting together pieces of a puzzle.
Exactly. And that gives us a much more comprehensive view of the retina compared to just using a single imaging modality.
And what kind of benefits does that provide?
It allows us to detect these subtle changes that might otherwise be missed. Microvascular abnormalities, neuronal damage, even at the earliest stages of diabetic retinopathy.
So we're talking early detection, which is absolutely crucial in preventing vision loss, right?
Couldn't agree more. By catching these changes early, we can intervene more effectively and hopefully preserve the patient's vision.
It's about being proactive and giving our patients the best possible chance. Now let's talk about something that could really enhance patient comfort, especially during cataract surgery. There's this novel oral sedation tablet that's showing some remarkable results in a recent phase 3 clinical trial.
Ah, yes. This one's particularly exciting, especially as we're all striving to minimize the use of opioids in our practices. This oral sedation option seems to provide really effective anxiety and pain relief, but with a much faster recovery time and significantly fewer side effects compared to traditional opioid-based sedation.
So potentially less grogginess, fewer complications, and a much smoother recovery process.
Exactly. It's about providing a more comfortable and positive experience for our patients while also addressing concerns about opioid dependence.
It's a win-win for both patient and practitioner. It's really incredible to see all these advancements happening in ophthalmology.
It is, and it's moving so quickly.
From environmental factors to AI diagnostics, innovative therapies, and even new sedation options, it's truly transforming the way we approach patient care.
Definitely an exciting time to be at the forefront of it all. The key, I think, is to stay informed and embrace these developments. We have to keep adapting and evolving our practices to provide the best possible care for our patients.
Absolutely. And on that note, we'll wrap things up for today. I hope you found this deep dive insightful.
As always, it's been a pleasure. Until next time.